Not going to plan. I'm Chris DeMeo, Fox News. It's day five of the war in Ukraine, but so far the country's two largest cities remain in Ukrainian control. Many experts saying that Russian President Vladimir Putin didn't expect the operation to be this difficult.
I think some of the earlier forces sent in were conscript, were drafted troops. We could see more expert soldiers held in abeyance. But it is a remarkable scene you're pointing to, and that is sometimes when these tanks or armored vehicles roll into a village, the entire village will come out. They'll stand in the road and they'll block the tanks. Real bravery and support, and it just shows these Russian forces are not being met like President Putin thought they'd be met here in Ukraine. They are being met with resistance from people who are ready to fight and people who are ready to stand in front of a tank.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. Meantime, Russia has placed its nuclear forces on high alert.
We get this news that Russia is elevating their nuclear readiness. I pinged a White House official who directed me to this statement that the Russians signed on to just last month that says, "We affirm that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought." But again, things could possibly change. And now White House officials are monitoring these reports that Russia is elevating their nuclear readiness.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Many here in the U.S. are predicting sharp energy costs rising in the future because of the war in Ukraine. One Republican says President Biden needs to focus more on boosting domestic energy.
For the next 100 years, we need oil, gas, and nuclear. It's time to go. Let's stop messing around. Let's stop having these silly arguments. Energy is where it's at. And if we have global energy dominance, we will have the leverage that we need to prevent these kinds of things in the future.
Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw. The ruble plunging to a record low on Monday after sanctions were tightened against Russia. Shares were mixed in Asia, but the U.S. and European futures sharply lower. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A familiar face tops the latest straw poll at the CPAC conference in Orlando, indicating the GOP preference for president in 2024.
The most anticipated speech at CPAC, as has been the case in recent years, has been Donald Trump. As a president or a former president, he still leads the party and predicted victories on November 8th.
And then again, even more so on November 2024, they will find out like never before.
He gave no hint that he would be seeking that nomination. Sunday's CPAC straw poll had the former president heavily favored among the GOP in 2024. A second poll without Trump had Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on top. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Although Tom Holland continues to be a draw, a new movie starring Channing Tatum and a dog threatens competition.
The biggest treasure that's never been found.
$5 billion, easy.
For the eighth time in the last 2.5 months, a movie starring Tom Holland is number one at the box office. The Sony Pictures video game adaptation Uncharted, featuring Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg, led ticket sales for its second weekend of release with 23.3 million. Holland's other blockbuster, Spider-Man: No Way Home, is still one of the top draws in theaters, landing a third place with $5.8 million.
She loves people.
But the Channing Tatum-led Dog made it to the number two spot. The film, which Tatum plays an Army Ranger paired with an Army dog on a road trip, made $10.1 million in its second weekend of release. Death on the Nile came in fourth with $4.5 million, while Jackass Forever landed at number five with $3.2 million. Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
Gas prices are up a dime over the past 2 weeks. The nationwide average is now $3.64 a gallon. Prices are up about a dollar than a year ago. I'm Chris DeMeo. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.